from Chicago, Trib.
Hello, Jake.
It's been a while. What's changed, Jimmy? I mean, you couldn't win a fight for love of money, right? I mean, how do you explain your comeback?
Well, you know, the truth is, Jake, for a number of years there, we was fighting injured, you know. I broke my hand more than once. I got in a car accident one time, was on the road, and I had to get that fixed. I had a run of bad luck. And this time around, I know what I'm fighting for.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Jimmy?
Milk.
Milk? Sporty Lewis, New York.
What you just heard was a clip from Cinderella Man. I'm sure many of you who know me personally know that that's one of my favorite movies, if not my favorite movie. I decided to jump right in and call an audible for the intro to this show. Good friend of mine, Roy Ramey, is running for West Virginia Agricultural Commission, and he was recently responsible for getting raw milk legalized in West Virginia, and heck yeah, that is one of my true passions, because raw milk is so, so much healthier for you than pasteurized milk boiled to death, consumed all the time. There are risks involved, but people should have the freedom to choose what goes into their body. So I'm going to share a little bit of a clip from one of his interviews here in just a second, and then we're going to talk about the rest of today's episode, which is going to be about business.
My name is Roy Ramey, and I'm running for Commissioner of Agriculture for the state of West Virginia. So who am I? First of all, I'm a Christian, and I'm a family man. I have a wonderful wife who's been with me since just before I went to Iraq. We have a wonderful teenage daughter that we homeschool, and it's really because of my family that I'm even on this mission. Because I believe that we need a lot of change, and that I'm the right guy that can bring this change when others have not.
I would like to point out we need healthy kids.
Absolutely.
We need healthy children. You, right.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. So in that pursuit, and that moves me on to the next pursuit, you know, we became farmers 16 years ago. I grew up farming, and I thought it was hard work, and we didn't make much money, and I didn't want anything to do with it. So I went to college. And after 4 years, which included me growing some food in my yards where I rented for college, you just can't get that out of your blood. I decided, you know what? That farming thing wasn't so bad. I think I'd like to get back to it. And I came back from a military tour. I was on an active duty tour for 3 years, and we had already been farming ourselves. And when I got back, we had a new commissioner of agriculture in West Virginia, and I started seeing a lot of heavy regulations. And I thought, man, this just isn't right. What's this all about? You know, and it included, we'd always had a prohibition against raw milk, which is a passion of mine. I think that there's a lot of nutrient food density in quality raw milk, and we should have the right to choose that for ourselves. And we didn't in West Virginia. It was wholly illegal to include an express prohibition against using it for pet food, which is kind of a get-around model in a lot of states. You know, we were so draconian here that they prohibited that. And then the commissioner was pushing the Food Safety Modernization Act, and there was a lot of heavy meat regulations that just kept getting worse. And I saw all this that was stifling farmers in West Virginia and decided this isn't right. And as I was getting my farm geared back up again from being gone for 3 years, I decided I needed to run for Commissioner of Agriculture after hearing how things were going and that I could do a much better job. I intended to use my number one core values, you know, and I guess nobody thinks that they're themselves as an evil person, but I feel like I've got pretty good values that my dad taught me as a kid growing up. That was where I got some of the good core family values from, as I had a great childhood. And then that was reinforced in the military, of which I had a lot of respect amongst the troops that I served with and the men and women who served under my command in a few cases. I felt like I had a really good reputation amongst them. So I put all that together along with my regenerative agriculture practices that I learned from our mutual friend, Joel Salatin. He does a wonderful operation there. And I thought, just like we have good people values, we need good values in agriculture. You know, rebuilding the soil, building growing animals that are healthy and have great immune systems, and that makes better food for all of us. So I put all that together and decided that I can do a better job at this when the incumbent that's there just isn't willing to make those changes and give us more freedom. So that's kind of what got me on this push to start with.
And you can check him out in the links below. I'll go ahead and link as much as I can in the show notes. Well, that being said, topic of today is going to be business basics. You make something, you sell something, and you watch the numbers. And I got that directly from a former boss of mine, Howard Foran, Dr. Howard Foran. Link in the show notes. He wrote a book called Uncomplicate Business, and I worked for him, for his business, for about 7 years, so I have a copy of the book, and I've listened to his words over that period of time for so long that I feel like I've read the entire thing. I'm going to go back through and reread the book. I got about halfway through it before I loaned it to another entrepreneur and never got it back, but I found another copy. Didn't even realize that there's an Audible version with Dr. Foran reading it himself. I mean, I knew that, but I didn't realize it was actually on Audible by now. So might have to invest an Audible credit in that, just because I'm much more of an audio person, obviously. I'm doing a podcast, not a blog. So Uncomplicate Business would be the start book to start with. And then here's some of my innovations and some things that I've learned from Jack Spirko. Two types of products. There's product and a service. And then there's product services and service products. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. Product is pretty obvious. You have a thing. You make something, you sell something. You watch the numbers. A service is you do something for somebody. You clean up dog poop. You do dentistry. You as a person go to a place, or a person comes to you and you do something for them. Pretty obvious. The two innovative, I call them innovative, this information is out there in the ether anyway, but a product service would be something like, I order a product, a physical good, and I buy a service plan for it. So maybe your car and your extended warranty, we've been trying to reach you about your extended warranty. Sometimes those are actually legitimate. When you pay for an extended warranty, you should probably keep the documentation so that when something goes wrong with your vehicle, you can actually utilize what you're paying for. Sometimes they even merge that into your car loan, speaking for a friend. And then there's what I like to call a service product, where it's more of a service that you're buying that also comes with a product. When I worked at Virtua Systems, they did firearms training simulators. But you didn't just buy the simulator itself. You bought a contract. And then they would have installers fly out to location, set it up, train you, and then you'd have an ongoing support contract. So maybe once a year, you could get people to fly out to you and upgrade it and go into the next thing. And that brings me to my fourth topic, I think, lost count, the four virtues of business. People buy from you for four reasons. There are four reasons to imitate Picard. It's because they need something from you, a product or a service, food, water, shelter, something like that. They want something. It's a toy or a game or something fun. It's educational. They want to learn about the thing, a class, a course, an educational toy, something like that. And then the fourth reason is because they love the product or you. It's a life-changing product. It's something you've built a relationship with the customer such that they love you or the product, and they have brand loyalty. So in your business or your whatever it is that you're doing today, whether or not you have a business or not, you have a personal brand. And as Jack said the other day, Spearco, something to the order of your personal brand is only as good as the last interaction you had with somebody. I think he said it better than that, but we'll go with that for now. So, Dr. Howard Foran always would say, first impressions are set in lead. And to that effect, lead melts at about 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Don't advise you doing that without proper safety equipment, because lead vaporizes and you can breathe it in, and then, yeah. So with all these tools and tactics, I just want to leave you with a couple of action items. If you live in West Virginia, go check out Roy Ramey's campaign. If you don't live in West Virginia and you support raw milk, maybe share the video or this podcast. Check out the book. Check out... Rethink what I said about virtues and business, because maybe this will be a book that I'll write, The Virtues of Profitable Business, to spin that in. At the end of the day, it's about taking care of your customer, and whether you have a customer or it's just a personal interaction, it's going to be something that you need to constantly refresh, regenerate. We talk about regenerative agriculture and keto regenerative diets and all kinds of things on this podcast. But what about your relationships? Not just your business relationships, but your personal relationships. How free can you really be if you're locked into terrible relationships? Not because the other person's terrible. Maybe they are, whatever. Irrelevant. What if you're the terrible person today? Oop, bumped the mic there. What if you're the terrible person today? Don't be the terrible person. Be awesome. And what I'm starting to like to say at the end of this podcast is, take it, make it your own, make it a great day.